Farmers in southern Brazil are feeling the economic brunt of the war in Ukraine. 3 months after Russia's invasion, they're still able to secure fertilizers for their crops, but at very high prices.
Brazil is the world's largest soy producer, and it's the only international giant grain producer that is almost totally dependent on imported fertilizers. 86% of what the country needs comes from abroad, and much of it from Russia and Belarus.
Despite international sanctions against Moscow, Russian ships are still being able to dock at Brazilian ports.
This is not enough for a market as big as Brazil's. The war has complicated the logistics of importing products from that part of the world, generating insecurity among investors. That's why fertilizer prices have skyrocketed.
Last year, each of these bags with 1 ton of fertilizer used to cost $600. Now farmers are paying twice as much for the same amount.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro visited Moscow shortly before Vladimir Putin ordered his troops to invade Ukraine. He said Latin America's largest economy would be neutral in the war because business with Russia is fundamental.
Fertilizers are sacred for us.
Bolsonaro's stance has the support of Brazil's powerful agricultural lobby, even here in Prudentópolis, where 75% of the population is of Ukrainian descent. And he's running for re-election in October.
What's happening in Ukraine is terrible, but Brazil has to think about itself. It cannot get involved because 30% of the fertilizers we import come from Russia and Belarus.
Brazil has announced a 3-decade plan to reduce the country's dependence on imported fertilizers. But experts say it could also take decades before there are any results. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are hoping for the war to end. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Prudentópolis, Brazil.